Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I was sitting at a picnic table, just enjoying everything around me. There's a strong breeze coming across the water towards me. It was a little cool. I had to have a jacket on, but right behind me, shining down on me, was the sun. So you had the warmth of the sun to your back and the cool breeze blowing across Yellowstone Lake at me as I'm sitting and enjoying a picnic lunch. Heather and the girls were down at another picnic table, more in the sun to stay warm. But I was just enjoying hearing the sounds. And if you've ever noticed how you can hear the wind blowing through the trees before the wind arrives, and you could hear the birds and the lapping of the water sitting on that table. And I was looking around at the grandeur of the place, and words of Holy Scripture came to my mind from the Bible. What is man that you're mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him. That's from Psalm 8 today. And as I was sitting on that picnic table in Yellowstone with that breeze blowing in the sun, that word just came to me from Psalm 8, from the pen and hand of David. My mind wandered more and more, and it was just being filled with the scenery of Yellowstone, filling my senses with awe and wonder. What a wonderful world the Lord God Almighty created, maker of heaven and earth. And as I was sitting there looking, I was going, there has to be a creator. I just know there is a creator, because this, all of this could not happen by chance. This is a creation made by the Creator's loving hand for you, for me. Looking to the heavens at night and see the moon and the stars, can you find the Big Dipper? Can you find the Little Dipper? Do you know how to find the North Star? And then you scan around for the other constellations that have not changed through all these years. Perhaps Mars is in the sky tonight, or maybe Venus or Jupiter or Saturn. Have you seen the rings around Saturn? When you stare into the expanses of the sky at night, are you filled with wonder at the vastness of the heavens? Do your thoughts turn to the Lord God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? The Apostle Paul was in Athens, bringing the good news of Jesus Christ, walking around to see all the objects of worship. And one of them caught his attention, and its inscription was, "To an unknown God." Even the people of Athens left room for something that they did not know. They could see the heavens, they could see the earth, and all their gods could not answer what their senses could see and feel. They left room for an unknown God. Walking through the various displays out west or at Custer in the Black Hills and Yellowstone, scientific statements abounded, stating many things matter-of-factly. This and that about the area, tossing out millions upon millions of years. But I didn't find any room for an unknown God, or for any thought that their scientific wisdom might be missing something. Science has become God for many people. At least the Athenians left room and acknowledged that they may not know all things. Paul rises to speak in Athens. "Now, what you worship is unknown, I am going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples made by hands. Perhaps you may remember this past spring from the children's TNT musical, there was a song about worshiping idols. Here is a portion of the lyrics. Some people chop up cedar wood, then do strange things I've never understood. With half of the wood they cook their food, and with half they make a god. How can you worship cedar wood? How could it ever possibly be good? If a tree could think, it would have found a way you wouldn't chop it down. And the chorus is, just one God is he. He made the world and all we see greater than a tree. So think before you worship wood. The things people worship just to avoid worshiping the one true creator of heaven and earth. Psalm 19 begins another psalm from David. The heavens declare the glory of God. The sky proclaims the work of his hands. How is it that some see the heavens and the earth and then go and make idols? And how is it that some look to the rocks and the trees and the vast variety of animals and they say, evolved over billions and billions of years? And then others see the same evidence and say, Lord God Almighty is the creator of heaven and earth. Genesis 1. Verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Why do some see all of this and say it happened by chance? And others say it is the hand of Almighty God. The answer is a person's heart. A heart that hears the word of God, wooing it to come and worship and love the Lord, the only God. And then a heart that is hard and wants to worship what it wants to worship. One heart hears and obeys the living God. The other heart doesn't want there to be a living God, because that heart wants to obey no one. Instead, it wants to do its own thing. It's a rebellious heart. The variety of animals. I don't know how many different kinds of deer we saw. A lot of pronghorns, some mule deer, some white-tailed deer, some elk. We didn't see a moose, though. We wanted to. But all the variety. And then the variety of the rocks, the colors, the shapes, the textures, the variety of the trees, all of them, that wide range of sizes, the things of kinds, too numerous to count. You're driving through the Badlands. On one side of the car, Just off the edge of the road or rough valleys, dry, deep, with the strata of various colors. And just on the other side of the road, 50 to 75 feet, sometimes less, from this valleys of dry in color is grasslands. Geologists try to answer things, but does their answers make sense? A difference of beautiful grasslands and dry, arid valleys, feet apart. Both the dry with the colors and the grasslands are beautiful in their own wonderful way. Job chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. But ask the animals and they will teach you. Or the birds of the air, and they will tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it will teach you. Or let the fish of the sea inform you. Which of they all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. Walking through Yellowstone National Park, the assortment of people was amazing. Just walking along the boardwalks or in the different shops, people of all sizes and shapes and tones of skin color and languages too. And I was going, now what language might that be? Now to me, it sounded like, I don't know, I couldn't describe it. But for those who were speaking the various languages, they were communicating the variety of human beings. The variety of languages, the variety of selfie sticks all over the place. They just had to get their picture with the natural wonders behind them. And believe it or not, the number of tablets I saw up there too taking pictures. They wanted to remember the sights. And boy, can you remember the smells. And the sounds of burbling mud and bubbling cauldrons and all the whistling things. With all the people there and all the animals there, I saw only male and female. There was no mix of alphabet letters to describe gender. There was male and there was female, as the Lord created in the very beginning, male and female for all to see. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. The Apostle Paul continued his proclaiming, calling to the people of Athens to repent. Repent for the making of the idols and repent for your false worship. In the past, God overlooked this ignorance. Now all are called to repent, for the day is coming when judgment full of justice will happen. The one raised from the dead will be the one judging with justice. Now the people in Athens, upon hearing of the resurrection of the dead, some sneered. Others said, we want to hear more. And some followed Paul and believed in the Christ. Look around. See the wonderful world. A world created by the spoken word of God. The power of a living God to create all the breadth of the universe, stretching far beyond what our minds can conceive and understand. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. Verse 10, John chapter 1. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Do you recognize the Creator? Can you see through all the jargon and grandstanding of science and recognize the Creator? The older I get and the more I learn, the more I know the Lord God Almighty is Creator of heaven and earth. I come to see more and more that the explanations of science require more and more faith to believe them than to open the holy word of God, the scriptures recorded in the Bible, and believe the word that is written there. The word became flesh.
incarnation of the begotten Son of God really happened in human history. Betrayed and crucified for our sins really happened in human history. Dead and buried happened too. Then that same Son of God rose on the third day, and that really did happen in human history. This wonderful world points to a creator, and this is extremely important for you and your faith, that this world was created by the living God. This is why, without a creator, why would there ever be a need for a redeemer? Without a creator, there would be no evil. Without a creator, there is no good. What happens, happens. Winds blow, trees fall, predator eats prey, sun rises, sun sets. There is no moral good, there is no moral evil. Do what you want, whenever you want, to whomever you want. It doesn't matter. You live, you die, and that's the end of it. That's a world without a creator. Now, a world with the creator. The truth of a creator, there is moral good. There is moral evil. And there is a need for a redeemer for your soul. There is a need to repent. There is a need to believe. For the one God who made it all gave his Son, his only begotten Son, to die in your place for your sins. So that when you die, you enter the eternal. And since you are redeemed by Christ, you enter the very presence of God, the living God, creator of heavens and earth. And the creator of the New Jerusalem to come. And you will be in the very presence of God, the place God wanted you to be from the very beginning of creation, to be with Him. That is such good news! What a wonderful world we live in. We are redeemed. We can see the Creator who made the creation. And we see all the fullness of the beauty. And we see the Son of the living God. Because we know the Creator. And we know the Christ who redeems. And we know there is life to come in the presence of the living God. We know this. And we worship what a wonderful world the Creator has given us. Amen.